ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीं ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. The beauty of this Upadesha Saram is, he develops, he tells the relevance of everything. Now what is bhakti? He makes it very clear. What is bhakti? What is devotion? What is uttama bhaktihi? He made it very clear. You know, uttama bhaktihi means what? Knowing everything is Bhagavan, having the vision wherein everything is Ishvara. When you say all that is, there is only Brahma. When you say that is uttama bhaktihi. And anything else you do apart from that, no, the upasanam, and he calls it as upasanam. Upasanam is actually meditation. You know, the upasanam is actually meditation. Upa asanam. Upa means near, asanam means sitting or seat, being seated. So upa asanam means being, you know, seated near or, you know, sitting near. And what is sitting near whom? If you sit, always you are sitting near something or the other. That means what? Your mind is thinking of something or the other. So placing the attention of the mind near Bhagavan is dhyanam, upasanam, isn't it? That's what upasanam. And then upasanam actually a manasam karma, mental activity. But we say puja becomes upasanam. Puja means what? Worship. Worship is upasanam. How does worship become upasanam? Upasanam is a mental activity, isn't it? Placing the mind near Bhagavan, placing the attention of the mind near Bhagavan is what? Upasanam, arhil amardal, amartudal, isn't it? The mind goes somewhere, if you do mechanically something, it is not upasanam, isn't it? So Bhagavan must be the object of thought. Only then it is called upasana meditation. According to Shastram, see, our mind is always sitting near something. Always, whatever you are thinking of, you know, that is where the mind is. Where is your mind? What are you thinking of? Your mind is there. You are nearer that to that object. You are nearer to that object, whatever you are thinking of. Isn't it? So we are always upasanam we are doing. We are always doing dhyanam. We are always meditating. We are always doing upasanam. But Shastram says, the object of your thinking, now what you are thinking is Bhagavan, then only then it is dhyanam, it is upasanam. Otherwise it's not dhyanam. That is why upasanam actually is a manasam karma. It's a mental activity. It's a saguna brahma upasanam. Upasanam itself is what? Placing attention of the mind near something. But being now seated near the Lord is upasanam. It can be sagunam brahma upasanam or nirgunam brahma upasanam, nirguna brahma upasanam. Nirguna brahma upasanam is nididhyasanam, you know that very well. Saguna brahma upasanam is what? You know, is meditation, isn't it? Meditation, that is nirguna brahma upasanam, is contemplation. And upasanam, nirguna brahma upasanam is contemplation, nididhyasanam. Saguna brahma upasanam is meditation, isn't it? Both are meditation only. So upasana, but we saw Any worship also becomes upasanam, saguna brahma upasanam. It is not merely a manasam karma. It involves what? Kayikam karma, vachikam karma, manasam karma. So kayikam, vachikam, manasam karma, which is a puja, which is worship, which is also said to be upasanam by Shamana. Ramana Maharshi says that. Why? Because even though physically you are involved in activity, orally you are involved in activity, your mind must be involved in physical and oral activity. You cannot do mechanically puja. Understand? So what you do consciously and what you are doing is, again, so worship means what? There you play the role of merely a devotee. Isn't it? The mere devotee's role you play. Then what is there? Then your only your mind is where? When Bhagavan. What are the murti which stands for Bhagavan? The action we do is what? When you, whom are you thinking of? When you do puja, what are you thinking of? You know, offering flowers and all that. Or Dadu Naivedyam and all that. Oh, Bhagavan Kaha. I'm cooking this Maha Naivedyam. I'm doing Namaskaram to Bhagavan. I offer flowers to Bhagavan. Puja means we are doing physically also karma, but still your mind is in Bhagavan. Look at this. That is why even if it's a physical activity, the puja, still it is said to be upasanam. I want to make it clear in other classes. Upasanam actually is a manasam karma, mental activity. But still we call it puja also is upasanam. Why? Because even though the puja, upasanam, you know, is a saguna brahma upasanam. Leave nirguna brahma upasanam. Saguna brahma upasanam is what? It can involve physical activity, moral activity and mental activity. Still it is called upasanam. Meditation. Why? Because even if the physical are involved also, you're thinking of Bhagavan. Even if you're orally chanting something, you're thinking of Bhagavan. Your mind is not elsewhere. Only in Bhagavan. Even though you do not understand the meanings, but still your mind is with the words you're chanting. And the mind is with what? The action you're doing. Wherein only Bhagavan is the object of thinking. In physical activity, in mental activity, in worship, even though the worship involves physical and oral activities, your thought is with Bhagavan. The object of your thinking is Bhagavan. Therefore, it is called upasanam. That is why puja also is what now? As good as meditation. That is why we recommend puja. Understand now? Why should you waste ritual, waste of time? People talk all these things, you know that. Hey, it is all for preparation. Even though ritual is a physical activity, see where your mind is. That is why people always undervalue, you know, these rituals. Oh, we are all meditators, we don't need all these things. We are not talking about people who can sit in meditation for hours, okay? We are for simple people who are really, puja also is good. When you are doing the puja, no, whether you offer flowers or anything, you're chanting something, see the mind is there in Bhagavan, water form or something. At least your mind is with the words which imply, which stand for Bhagavan, then it is sort of preparation. No, it's a pre-preparation for dhyana meditation. Which is why it's also upasana. Is it clear now? Otherwise, upasana is only meditation, manasam karma. And there we saw so how kayikam, vachikam and manasam karma, even the japaha, you know, uccha japaha, nitya japaha, then manasam japaha. Manasam japaha is as good as meditation we saw. Then afterwards, and meditating upon a given form which stands for Ishvara is meditation, which is sagunam brahma, saguna brahma upasanam, meditation, dhyanam, wherein again the subject of difference is there. And the same upasanam, saguna brahma upasanam alone, practiced for quite some time, results in what? Results in resolving all the thoughts. No, there only one object will be there in your understanding. The no thought rises. When you sit in meditation, slowly the attrition of the mind if you practice meditation for length of time, then what happens? Attrition of the mind, you know, remains with this, absorbed in the object of meditation, the murti or nama, mantra or anything, then no other thought rises. Their meditator is there, the object of meditation alone is there, in that state is called savikalpa samadhi. Where we say, we call it savikalpa samadhi involves what? A dual experience means what? Meditator is there, object of meditation alone is there. What is there for the meditator? In savikalpa samadhi, samadhi means samadhiyate asmriti samadhi. All the thoughts are resolved, the whole total attention is focused only on the object of meditation. Samadhiyate, samyak, the attention is totally placed in one thing, the samadhi. No, samadhiyate iti samadhi. All thoughts are resolved. Attention is available only for one thought, one object. That is sarvikalpa samadhi. That is also what? An experience. Still in sarvikalpa samadhi, ignorance continues to be there. And we saw, and the same meditation, upasanam, same meditation, saguna brahma upasanam or dhyanam. No, synonyms. Saguna brahma upasanam or saguna brahma dhyanam is what? Simple meditation, isn't it? And then object of meditation is Ishvara. Only then it's called dhyanam. And the same meditation practice for some more time helps you to reward, resolve even the thought. Now the thought resolves thought for which the object of meditation also what now? That thought also resolves. There's only all the thoughts resolve. That state is called what? Nirvikalpa samadhi. In nirvikalpa saguna, in savikalpa samadhi, object of meditation alone is there apart from the meditator. No, nothing else is there. In nirvikalpa samadhi, object of meditation also goes. That means what? That thought also, the attention, it is held by that object for length of time, and slowly that thought also resolves. No thought rises in nirvikalpa samadhi. Just the blankness. Like in sleep. But one difference is that in sleep, no thought arises. In deep sleep, not in dream state, okay? Dream state, you have so many thoughts. In dreams, in deep sleep state, no thought is there. You are in deep sleep state, not knowing you are. In nirvikalpa samadhi, you are knowing you are. But even in nirvikalpa samadhi, you are not knowing who you are. That is the difference. In deep sleep state, you are not knowing you are. In nirvikalpa samadhi, you are knowing you are. But in nirvikalpa samadhi also what? You are not knowing who you are, what you are. But in jnanam, you are knowing, you are knowing what you are. Abba, this is the difference. That is why nirvikalpa samadhi also is what? Anubhavaha, experience. Understand now? Experience means it has beginning, it has an end. Swarupam means no beginning, no end. Understand? See, light, prakashaha, is not an experience on the part of the light. Understand now? Swarupam. Understand now? That is why we say happiness is not an experience. Experience means a state of mind, which is experienced. Fullness is not a state of mind. Why it is not an experience? It is very swarupam of the Atma. So in jnanam, you know, what you see, jnanam, knowing what you are, knowing you are, knowing what you means what? Not that you say I, you mean the truth. the self. The truth of this body, truth of the mind, and truth of sense powers, see, truth of everything. When I say truth of everything, means what? Everything, everything is all squeezed, you get only one thing. Understand now? People think truth means something sitting elsewhere. No. It is there everywhere. That's what you have to remember. Truth or reality, when you say it is there everywhere. Only thing is, you cannot know. That is why the truth being what it is, the subtlest. And every object you see is what? Truth. Every object you see, you perceive, is actually the truth. Reality. Heard is truth, smelt is truth, no, reality, seen is truth, everything is the truth. But truth is not anything. Why I say that? Because truth of everything means minus truth, nothing can be there. Like how every wave is H2O when you say every object is what? Reality. But when you see the object, you do not see the reality. Why? Because reality, you know, what you see as an object is what only reality. Reality. But do you see the reality as reality? No. But to see the reality as reality, you know, it is what is its nature? Knowing, knowledge. That is why, what about the physical body, the cell, everything, the body is awareness. Mind is awareness. Every thought is awareness. Sense powers are awareness. Everything is awareness. Every object is what? Nothing but awareness. And what one object? That's why you had, actually this morning also I did the class, you know. The whole jagat is nothing but awareness. The whole world of objects is nothing but satyam brahma. What do you say here? Chetanam also is Ishvara. So Vibhati, Vishnuhun pere. No, Vishnuhu, because Vibhati. Sarvam vyapnoti vibhati. No? Vidam bhati. Ennatravigalaga ore paramburul vilangahiradanna. As what? As chetanam, chetana rupena vibhati. Achetana rupena vibhati. Sthavara rupena vibhati. Jangama rupena vibhati. As mobile, as immobile, as plants, as beings. No? Everything it is. As everything is, it is, there's no place, no time, no nothing which is not pervaded by the reality, the awareness. Brahma Chaitanyam. That is why it's called big, very big. Nothing bigger than Brahman. Brihadeshwara. Listen now. And how do you know that? But it is not available for recognition. It is always there. There's no fraction of second reality is away from the universe. Jagat is away from reality. Understand now? Vilanginalum parambrulil, ulindalum parambrulil. Whether it is, all of it Tamil people, except Raniji. Jagashas, did you also understand? You're also English, hasn't you? Okay. No. What I'm saying, ulindalum parambrulil, ulangavadilum parambrulil. It is no time, universe is outside of reality. It's always in reality. So also, what about your body? When are you away from Ishvara? The reality. Understand? So this body is Chaitanyam, awareness. The sense powers are awareness. Everything is awareness. But but for you to recognize, no? You are awareness. You are awareness. That is why it is available for recognition as a subject of knowledge. Not as an object of knowledge. When you know, no, then you know Swarupam and focus the attention on the nature of that Swarupam, of that Atma, the reality, then whereas your attention is with what? Swaswarupam. I told you last time, Swaswarupa Anusandhanam. Not simply dhanam means placing. Sandhana means placing well. Anusandhana means what? Continuously placing. Anu. So, the focusing the attention of the mind continuously, consistently, with a distraction on the nature of the Atma is what? What is anusandhanam? Kasya anusandhanam? So, swarupa anusandhanam. Once you know what awareness is, you can recognize the reality, truth of whole jagat, the truth of the body, truth of everything, is for recognition. Eppo enga therinjikka mudiyum? That is the problem. It is not that it is not there elsewhere. It is there everywhere. But for the mind to comprehend, it has to go to where? The truth of every thought also is the reality only. It has to go where? Only the knower, subject of knowledge. And you see, the who this knower is? I am the knower. Okay. The who this knower is? Knower is pure knowledge. You have to remember this. No? Janati iti jnanam. Yedu arihirado aduve arivu. Janati iti jnanam. Who is the so knower is pure knowledge. Illuminator is light. Remember this example. Illuminator is light. Similarly, knower is knowledge. There is no knower other than the knowledge. Pure knowledge. That pure, what is it? Pure knowledge? Knower is pure knowledge. There is no knower other than the pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure awareness. The three words are synonyms, okay? Pure jnanam, knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Three words mean what? Chaitanyam. Chit. Once you understand it, then again you when you study further Upanishads and other Gita, etc., you understand the swarupam of that consciousness. Repeated listening will enhance your clarity. Then when you meditate upon the nature of this swarupam, where is the attention of the mind? In its own swarupam, awareness. Then there is no mind is what? Awareness. Isn't it? That is why swaswarupa anusandhanam is nididhyasanam. That is what is actually, understand, that is how, when you focus attention on the nature of the reality, then there is nididhyasanam. That is called nirguna brahma upasanam. That alone will result in what? Ascertained vision. Doubt-free, steadfast, vision of the reality, being pure consciousness. You understand whole jagat is nothing but that. Nothing exists outside of awareness. No time. Yenda nerathilum, yenda kalathilum, yenda porulum, nun unarvirkku appal illai. Nisana, veliyil kadayadu. It is nothing outside of awareness. That is satyam. This is, there's no other Bhagavan, there's no, that is what is. And this is what is, then you say everything. That jnanam is what? You know, uttama bhakti, isn't it? That jnanam is, we've already seen that. Nirguna brahma upasanam is actually, that is where in jnanam, so what is nirvikalpa samadhi? Nirvikalpa samadhi, the attention remains absorbed in the object of meditation. Then that thought or the object also resolves. All the thoughts resolve. There is only awareness. Awareness is you are there as awareness. You know you are, but still you do not know. You are conscious of yourself being there in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. But even then, Ajnanam is there. That is why what? Nirvikalpa Samadhi also is not enlightenment. Because many people think, why? Because in Nirvikalpa Samadhi la kadikra sukham irukke, very deceptive. My God, I felt so nice. No, Dharma? Really? Because no dukkham, no pain. The amazing silence and stillness. The people always mistake. That's why people who like Samadhis, you know, high dosage of kickness. Big kick, we'll always have better kicks, no? Because there's sukham, that's why people like it. But even then, no, the samadhi is disturbed. That the problem of smallness being centered on I will be still there. There again the complex will be the superiority complex. You know what is that? Ahankara is bloated now. Arrogance. No way. I can remain samadhi. Look at this. I can sit in meditation for hours and I can be in samadhi. Who is this I? Still you are just... Even then, of course, this achievement, utterly not an ordinary joke. The people who practice now, who can meditate, practice meditation, and who can really go get into this samadhi, is an icy joke. Not that easy. Really achievement. Not that easy. Such people definitely, if jnanam does not take place, definitely they will travel through Shukla Gatihi and go to Brahma Lokam. And there they will be in contemplation and attain Nirvikalpa Muktihi. But even to get into attaining Nirvikalpa Samadhi, having the experience of Nirvikalpa Samadhi is not an easy joke. It involves great effort and disciplines. But still, one ahankara will be what? Will be there. The complexes will be there. Different complex. Superiority complex. And still there will be ambition. Because still there is no fullness. Even the person who experiences Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, if you see such people, you can see the eyes and all will be different. Because they look, because all the time practicing meditation, they look really different. The people, we can see that. Their appearance will be different. They will be calm, quiet people also. But still, you can't say they are free from the problems. Still, there will be dukkham. There will be some problems. Still, they are bound. Still, again, they are very highly elevated, evolved people. But still, not free. Still not free, still bound.
You have to go through all these stages to get other stages.
No. We don't need anything. That is what I'm saying. Why I'm talking? Because people, you see, the what happens, the Vedanta helps you. In fact, you don't need any samadhi. That is what very important. That is what I like. Swamiji is why I like. In the class, it becomes Nidhyasana. Understand now? A question of time, but not immediately your own text, okay? That is why always we believe, tradition believes, you don't need all these things, really speaking. See, all yogis do all these things. Why I'm talking? Because people outside, they said, as a traditional teacher, it's part of my duty to make you understand what is samadhi. You don't need to go through samadhi. Because people, what happens? People who are attending these yoga classes, asana classes, and meditation, so-called these fast food classes, okay, attend classes, and they do get some kick, and they feel people who are given to such pleasures, the pleasures of being in meditation, they train somebody. Like how the dog is tamed, you go allow your mind to be tamed by somebody else's person who is speaking there. It's not, you are not made to understand here. Just you are made to just calm your mind. So people are very attractive. You know, you have no work, no? Easy. Those are give money. Go sit for hours, few hours, and for some time here somebody is playing with your mind. And it helps you. And it's a pleasure. Because there is a pleasure. I'm not saying it is useless. It's like you go and spend some 10 pound ticket and get taken to the cinema and watch some film for some time, come back. Still you have some pleasure because mind is held by something. We always know there are pleasure objects. Any object can hold attention for some time totally. And there's pleasure. Music, dance, anything. pleasure. Because anything which is where there is pleasure, you like it. So people get stuck. And then they mistake themselves. They think people who are meditating, who are given a meditation classes, and they do have some simple experience and some pleasure, some joy is there. Something is there. But there's not really moksha. That is why we shall get misguided. And they think they're spiritual. That is the problem. Without purusharth nischaya, also some people they think they're highly spiritual. But they're meditating. The calm, quiet, and then incense smell stick. That incense sticks, no? The smell. I haven't gone actually. In searching for Homji's program, the places I've, that's where I know some places. Very frightening. Ella paithyangal mari. There's no normala erla. Understand? Some sort of things. Because I went, you know, searching for some places, to look for some places. I came to a lot of centers and all that, very expensive. The posh and all that. But what I'm saying, they think they are spiritual. And you will come across such people. Same Ramana Maharishi's devotees who go to Tiruvannamalai, they say we don't need any Shastram. He's so clear. That is why unless Swamiji did not unfold Ramana Maharishi's books, I don't think I would have understood, or any of Swamiji's disciples would have understood, or the heart of Ramana Maharishi. See, Ramana Maharishi does not contradict with Adi Shankara. That is why we look at him as Mahatma. You see, I cannot accept anybody who contradicts with Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Shankara Acharya is the Jagadguru. Very clear. That is different. We are different. People who they want to differentiate. The vision is one and the same. See, the vision is so clear. Highly evolved. Young boy, he ran, but still look at the way he presents systematically things. He makes it very clear in this text. Please, because we mistake, we think people who meditate, they don't even worship. They don't relate to Ishvara. There are people who don't worship. They think it's all rituals are unnecessary. Hey, you don't need to do the puja ritual if you are not interested. But don't undervalue. It's a cultural form. We need to preserve it for the future generation. If we leave, actually Hinduism will become zero. Understand? We need to hold on to all the cultural forms. For children to grow in future. We need to hold on. We have to preserve that. We have to respect that. If you don't have time to go to temple, don't go. At least somebody is doing something, at least let them do. We need to preserve. Now why I am saying here, it's very important to respect the cultural forms. It's very, very important because they serve their own purpose. It's not the ultimate for us. For us, the ultimate is jnanam. Dhrida jnanam. Sthira jnanam. Sthita prajna is our ultimate. This is only what? It's all steps which help you to grow. How to make this restless, agitated mind calm? How to become mentally pure? How to pray? By praying, by being prayerful, by worshipful, you live life of karma yoga, you become pure, you cleanse yourself. Overnight, purity is not possible. We have to grow. We have to live our lives. That is why everything is important here. At the same time, people who don't relate to Ishvara, don't respect worshipping, don't need to do elaborate pujas, but you should know the value of praying and worshipping. To pray to the Lord, you don't need anything, okay? No ritual is required. Sit and pray, hey, Bhagavan, please protect me. It's a prayer, isn't it? You don't need to do any karma there. Big karma. So you should know the value of prayer. Very important. Prayer is very, very important for the sadhaka. Worship is very important. Being thankful to Bhagavan is important, isn't it? And which becomes what? Kayakam Vachikam Karma. Or Manasam Karma. Japa has its own purpose. Whether you do it elaborately or not, at least know the value of it. People who meditate, they don't respect all these things. Oh, we are very spiritual. Why we are meditating? Because of, oh my God, divine experience. That's so wonderful experience, Swaminiji. Please come and see our meditation class. You should come to our class one day. You know, I've been asked, every day asked to go somewhere. You know that. People think I need to go and also learn that. I'm not saying I'm ready to learn with anybody. I'm very humble to learn anything I do not know. But people think that is the spirituality. There's nothing spiritual about it. If there's no Ishvara, there's nothing spiritual about it. No Bhagavan, nothing spiritual about it. Even if they sit and meditate for hours. Bhagavan must be brought into the picture. Only then there is spirituality. Moksha being the end must be very clear. Knowledge, eva jnanad, eva kaivalya must be very clear. Only then there is spirituality. Jnanam is moksha, you should know. Jnanam itself is moksha. That should be very clear. Only then there is spirituality. Otherwise, there is nothing spiritual about things. We can say, now, if they are simply worshipping, they are religious. If they are simply meditating, means what? They are not even religious. Dangerous. The people who simply given to meditating techniques, no, without worshipping and praying, without thing involving Bhagavan, no faith in Bhagavan. You know that? Sort of. That is why sometimes mental disorder also happens. That is why such meditation results in mental disorders. Satyam. Also sometimes. Not always, if they are very serious people. Anyway, what I am saying here, so in jnanam, that is what I want to tell you here. See, in jnanam, you are aware of awareness being the self. In jnanam, in nirvikalpa samadhi, you are not aware of awareness. You are yourself. Understand? You are in nirvikalpa samadhi. But there is no awareness of the self being awareness. I got the point. I think I got it. In nirvikalpa samadhi, you are. Nothing else is there. No thought is there. In jnanam, there is awareness. In nirvikalpa samadhi, there is awareness alone. That means you are, but what is not there in nirvikalpa samadhi? There is no awareness of awareness. Whereas in jnanam, there is awareness of awareness being the self. Is it clear? It's very subtle. That's what I wanted to tell you. That is, what is the difference in jnanam? Understand? And that is Uttama Bhaktihi, that is what is. And so one, that's why he said in the pre...
Could I ask something?
What's that?
Tapas, like Ravana and all did tapas. Is that meditation? Is that what is...
Yeah, that's all upasanam. The meditation, they did, that's what I'm saying. There again, Nididhyasana was there, then he would have, there's a surrender, wasn't any surrender. Only karma upasanam. See, that's why I'm saying, people can do any amount of karma rituals. Highly religious. Ravana was religious, but not spiritual. He won't accomplish everything by his, no? Ahankar, Ravana. The story is totally different. See, how, with the jnanam, no, even if you're highly religious, you know, and then, that more religious you are, more, greater, he has a great upasaka, Ravana. You have all the powers, and more powerful you become. The more powerful you become, more bloated is your ahankara. There are 10 heads. There's no dharma vichara, mahan adharma, isn't it? That is why there's no, because still the problem was there. Where there is still wish to become bigger than what he was. How much ever powerful he was, however great, highly powerful he became, so powerful, still the inadequacy, still I want to be bigger than what he was. He wants some more pleasures. If you see Sundarakandam, you can see the whole of Sri Lanka, the whole of Lanka was full of all the women. He abducted. You know, that means what? Okay, let me not go into details. Now what I'm saying here, that is what we have to understand. Spiritual means you are very clear. What I'm searching for, choicelessly. Choicelessly, you have to underline always. I like that word, choicelessly. Why choiceless? Only then it will be, the surrender is possible. What I've been, no? Choicelessly searching for is happiness. And the happiness and Shastram helps me to understand, hey, what you're searching for, that happiness is actually fullness, limitlessness. And that is something to be discovered as the very self, as the very sarup of the self. And the self is the truth of everything, reality of everything. The reality of everything is there as the very self. You can never understand reality as the object, but as the subject. That is why discover the knower, resolve the knower in knowledge, pure knowledge. Knower is knowledge. Jnata jnanameva. Understand? Knower is knowledge. Discover it. And then you are free. That is only way you can, only in discovering fullness, you can resolve the actual problem of smallness being centered on I. Namma problem is different, isn't it? How can headache medicine will solve the problem of stomachache? The problem is problem of smallness being centered on I. Isn't it? That has to be resolved. That what will it? Only in discovering fullness. நிறைவில்தான் குறைகள் போகும். குறைகளை நீக்கி ஒருபோதும் நிறைவை அடைய முடியாது. Our effort is ulta. We want to குறைகளை போக்கி 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 no one day will become நிறைவை அடைவோம். No, நிறைவை நீ ஒருபோதும் அடைய முடியாது. You can never attain fullness. You have to only discover fullness. As long as you are trying to attain fullness, it is away. As long as you are trying to attain fullness, it will be in an unreachable distance. You know why? Fullness is not, if it is any away from you, other than you, you can attain it. Mm-hmm. Fullness happens to be the very self, you cannot attain it. Understand? It will be unreachable distance, we try to attain it. If you think it is already you, that's why it has to be discovered. Discover it. That's all. You can resolve the problem. That is why Jnanam is so important here. Sharadam asked one question. So, my gosh, that means do we need to do Saguna Brahma Upasanam? Do we need to do Adhendra Upasanam? Then we had to go through this Savikalpa Samadhi, then Nirvikalpa Samadhi, my God. And then one day again Jnanam. No.
Amen.
That is what Ramana Maharshi himself says. See, because very important for us to distinguish, to differentiate what is Jnanam, what is Nirvikalpa Samadhi, because we should not forgetfully, unknowingly, be misguided by some Paradha Vashat, Pratibandha Karanatva, we should not mistake the Nirvikalpa, some Samadhi for Jnanam. A jnanam is different. That is why he differentiates it. For jnanam, you don't need anything. What is it? Vicharaha. He said, no? So vicharaha. Swarupa anusand. Vichara is enough. What is vicharaha? Enquiry into the nature of the Atma. First understand the Atma, what Atma is. Then enquire into the nature of the Atma. How? By inquiring into the meaning of the words of the Shastram. Understand now? Shastra Shabdanam Artha Vichara Dwara. By inquiring into the meaning of the words of the Shastram, which reveal the nature of the Self, you reveal what? You inquire into the nature of the Self. Parambrulin sorupattai kurikkinra shastrathin sorkkaludaya porulai sindhittu paarthale. Porulai ennudale sattva sorupattai ennudal. Understand now? Enquiring into the nature of the Self means enquiring into the meaning of the words of the Shastram, the words which reveal the nature of the Self. Like what? Nityaha. Sarvagataha. How? Sarvagataha, Nityaha, Jnana Swarupaha. All these words will be coming across. When we do Upanishad, we will know that. That is what is what? Vicharaha. No? And he says very clearly That is what he says. What you get, no? In both also we have resolve the mind. Resolve the mind, resolve the thoughts. Jnanam also, this vicharaha also will result in resolving the mind. Resolving the thoughts. This swarupa anusandhanam, enquiring into the nature of the self, will help you resolve the thoughts. And this meditation also what will help you resolve the thoughts. But what is the thing he said? The mind when it is resolved through meditation in samadhi, which remains in samadhi, punaha bhavati. Remember that. Again it will come back. Mind does not become, mind is not resolved for good. Mind is in meditation, in samadhi, mind is resolved temporarily, not for good. But in jnanam, mind will be resolved for good. Understand? And resolving again, you do, without undoing the thoughts, without having, see, you do not really suppress the thoughts. In knowledge, you do not really suppress the thoughts. You do not really undo the thoughts. Ennangal illamaye pogum avasiyam illa. Without having suppressed the thoughts also, having the thoughts also, knowing the truth of the thoughts, being awareness is what? As good as having the thoughts resolved. I told you last class, you don't need to flatten the wave to see the truth of the wave being H2O. Even as you see the wave, oh, wave, whether it is risen wave or resolved wave, the truth of the wave is H2O. Like that, when the thoughts are there, thoughts are not there, you know the truth of the thoughts is what? Awareness. This is understanding the truth of the thoughts being awareness, is having the thoughts resolved. You don't really undo the thoughts. In samadhi, what happened? Thoughts really, not thoughts are not there. Isn't it? Jnanam thoughts may be there, but still you know the truth of the thoughts are all. Truth of the thoughts is, you know here, avaya satyam. That is why the resolution is not really resolving the thoughts in awareness. Means resolving the, how? By understanding awareness being the truth of the thoughts, and understanding the thoughts being mithya, awareness being satyam, is resolving the thoughts in satyam. That is what is jnanam. And such a mind is what? Enlightened mind. And such an enlightened person, jnani, just he is free from sanchita and agami karmas. He has only prarabdha to be exhausted. And he exhausts the prarabdha, then this life comes to an end. Then what happens? Like everybody else, sukshma leaves the grass body. But for ajnani, sukshma will continue to be there. In keeping with punya papa, whether it goes to for a journey to other lokas and comes back, or it is really readily absorbed another body. Whereas for a jnani, sukshma resolves, pranas will resolve, sense powers will resolve, powers of organs of actions will resolve. Why? Because thoughts or mind is resolved for good. What do you mean mind being resolved for a jnani? A, the desire does not rise at all. Yelbahave asaihal endra ondru thondruvathu illai jnanikku. Why? There is fullness. Because where the fullness has been discovered, naturally the needs are not there, the desires do not arise naturally. Therefore, mind is resolved for good. Therefore, no sukshmaha. Therefore, what? Punaragamanam kutaha. Understand now? So again, assumption of another body is not possible. So now what? Prarabdha also is over. Prarabdha also is over now. Now, no karma to be exhausted. Therefore, assumption of another body is not there. Therefore, being born again is not possible. That is called videha muktihi. Jivan muktaha attains Sadhyo Mukti, the person of Sadhyo Muktaha, Jivan Muktaha, Sadhya Muktaman free at once. Because Sadhya means at once, immediately. Understand now? Sadhya Muktihi, Jivan Muktaha attains Videha Muktihi after what? After exhausting the prarabdha. That's all. This called samsara nivrittihi. There's no again. This is what is moksha. For which you don't need any samadhi at all. Abba, relieved, doesn't we? Don't need to worry. That is why Ramana teaches. And he says, see, resolving the mind by knowing the truth of the mind, the thoughts, being pure awareness. See, knowing the truth of the mind as the know, discovering the knower, truth of the knower, resolving the knower in the awareness, the truth, thereby resolving every thought also, all the, resolving the thoughts by knowing the truth of thoughts being awareness is what? Resolving the mind for good. This is called actually, this jnanas, jnaninaha manaha. Now that is called actually mano nashaha. He said the two things, layaha, nashaha. Resolve the mind means really by focusing, practicing. It's like, you know, like how you put your daughter, some children sometimes to sleep. You have to be with the child. If he wants to wake up, child also wakes up. Isn't it? You have to really work hard to put the thoughts to sleep. And people think, oh, drop the mind. People say, drop the mind. Where will you drop it? Who is the one who's dropping? Understand? Who is the one who's being dropped? What is being dropped? Drop the mind, kill the mind. All these are useless words, okay? I tell you, it is like your shadow. You can never escape. Where can the water, how can the water drop the waves? What is that other than water? Where can it drop? No dropping is possible. Just understanding. It's all buddhya. That's why all avagamanam. That's why we say avagamanam. Avagamanam. Avadharanam. Understanding is very important in Vedanta Shastram. You don't need to do anything. We keep on listening to the Shastram. Now you will be becomes the Swarupam will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. Without dropping anything, you arrive at the, discover the knower, arrive at the reality, then understand that consciousness is the truth of every thought. Because any thought is an object. No, you cannot know the awareness there. But an awareness being the truth, awareness, you understand how? As the subject, truth of the subject knower. Knower is awareness. Now the known also is awareness. Knowledge also is awareness. Understand now? Nothing which is not awareness. This understanding is what? Everything is Satyam Brahma. This is what is resolving the whole Jagat in Brahma. Resolving Ahankara in Ishvara. Resolving Aham in reality. Paramparulil Tannai. This is what is offering oneself to Bhagavan. Arpanipu. I told you in Mahabali last class. Remember that? I don't know whether I told last class or some other class I told you. Yes. Mahabalihi. What is offering oneself to Bhagavan? Greatest of the offering. Unnaya kuduttena, that's a Mahabalihi. You want, if you give anything else, this ordinary bali. It's all jnanam is Mahabalihi. Jnanatil, in knowledge, when you say all that is there, Ishvara, I, where is this I? Who is this knower? I am the knower. Understand now? Who is this knower? There is no knower other than consciousness. Hey, who is the illuminator? There is illuminator. We all know there is illuminator here. How does there is illuminator? Because all the objects are illumined. Therefore, I know there is illuminator. Who is the illuminator here? Oh, turn the lights off. There is no illuminator. So, who is the illuminator? There is no illuminator other than the light. Understanding illuminator is the light is what? Resolving illuminator in light. Who is the knower here? I am the knower. Who is the knower? Knower is the knowledge, pure knowledge, the awareness. So who are you then? I am pure awareness. So what? Truth of you is what? Awareness. So not only truth of you is awareness. Come on, truth of everything is awareness. everything is Ishwara means what? Actually speaking, I am actually is mithya. Understand now? Awareness is satyam. This is what is I, the self, am awareness. You say, which is the truth of everything, and identity is not only with this body mind complex. This is what is offering oneself to Bhagavan. Tannaye Bhagavanukku arpanithal. Atkondu aral purivai. We always ask, what is atkollapadudal? Taking you. Is atkollapadudal. Understand now? You always, we say beautiful words we have in Tamil. Atkondu aral purivai. How can Bhagavan accept you, take you? This what is the saranagati, absolute saranagati, absolute surrender. This what is Mahabali. That is implied by Mahabali showing his head to Bhagavan, Trivikramaha. Talamala venga kalana. That is also Bhagavan. Understand now? This is not everything. This is also Bhagavan. Gone. Ellam Bhagavan. And the difference now? There is in jnanam, that is jnanam, that is muktihi. He saw all those things. That is what he says. Drishya varitam, what happens? For we saw in the previous verse, vacha jnani. No, the jnani is what? Is the one who revels in fullness. Therefore, he does not need to do anything for his happiness. Jnani is the one who does not need to do any karma for his happiness. In fact, he is free from karma. Even if he is active, he is free from doership and enjoyership. Understand? No, that's why there is nothing to be done for him. Nothing to be done for his happiness sake. We saw the previous class, no? Then, drishyavaritam chittamatmanaha, drishyavaritam chittamatmanaha, chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam, chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam. So, swasthitim yataha. No, swasthitim yataha means what? Tannirupai adendavan. Swasthitim gataha. No, knowing the self, the I being awareness, is what? Reaching one's own swarupam. Arriving at one's own swarupam is what? Swasthiti git swasthiti gatihi. Understand now? Arriving at one's own swarupam. And so there, drishya varitam chittam atmanaha. Drishya varitam chittam. Atma chitva darshanam, tattva darshanam. So when the mind is, you know, taken from all the objects and it is placed on the surupma of the atma, then what happens? Chitva darshanam. You arrive at what? Chit, the pure awareness. So chitva darshanam is what? Understanding the consciousness being the truth of the knower. Consciousness being the knower. Understand now? There's no knower than consciousness. Is what? Tattva darshanam. In when arriving at awareness as the truth of the knower is in fact arriving at the truth of the whole. Chitva darshanam yeva tattva darshanam. Don't think, I know myself, I do not know the truth of the whole jagat. I don't need to say that. It'll be very clear. First you have chitva darshanam and you have what? Tattva darshanam. Tattva darshanam means what? Vision of the reality is tattva darshanam. What is the vision of the reality? No, having the vision of the reality of the whole jagat is what? Tattva darshanam. How do you have the vision of the reality of the whole jagat? You don't need to go and see everything. Once you know, ekasmin ghate jnate sarve ghataha jnataha bhavanti. If one part being clay is known, you don't need to take and see every part being clay. Did you see? No. One part being clay understood, you don't need to go and touch and see every part. All the parts are clay. Ekasmin vijnate sarvam vijnate. Understand now? One part being clay is known, all other parts being clay is as well known as it were. The whole, the tattva darshanam, the vision of the truth, reality of the whole jagat. What is the vision of the reality of the whole jagat? Having the vision of the awareness being the truth of the knower. Our the knower being awareness. Look at this. Pure consciousness being the truth of the knower, or pure knower being the pure consciousness. How do you get it? Chittam Atmanaha Drishyavaritam Chittam. Drishyavaritam, the mind, chittam means what? Attention of the mind has been taken away. Drishyavaritam, it is not on any other object. Where is it then? It is with the awareness, the I. No subject. Drishya means object of knowledge. The attention which has been taken away, withdrawn from all the objects. Attention of the mind has been placed on what? The knower, the subject. Not from the object, but on the subject. What is the subject? I, the knower. Who is the knower? Knower is awareness. Then you arrive at what? When the attention of the mind is focused on the very subject, withdrawn from object, the subject of knowledge being I, the knower. And who is the knower? The knower. You arrive at what? Chitva darshanam. Then you have the vision of the pure awareness being the knower, truth of the knower. Or knower being pure awareness. That awareness is what? Knowing, arriving at awareness being the self is what? Arriving at the tattvam of the whole jagat. Because the truth of the, truth means what? Satyam of the jagat. Existence of the jagat. Sat of the jagat has to be always arrived at chit as the chit in the mind. இவ் பரம்பொருளை எப்படி அறிவதுன்னா, படைப்பின் இருப்பாக இருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருளை உணர்வாகத்தான் நீ அறிய முடியும். There is no other way. You have to know the only way of arriving at the reality of the jagat. What is satyam of the jagat? Sat, the existence of the jagat. How do you arrive at it? Only as the chit. You cannot know sat as sat. Sat is available for recognition as the chit. Please understand. The sat, the existence of the whole jagat, okay, the reality of the jagat is available for recognition only as the chit. Then you understand there is no existence other than awareness. Awareness is the existence of the jagat. Existence of the jagat is awareness. To know this vice versa, okay? To know chit is sat, sat is chit, you have to arrive at first what the chit is. How do you arrive at what the chit is? By knowing, by asking, drishyavaritam. The attention is taken away from all the objects, placed on the subject. What is subject? Knower. Who is the knower? Awareness. What is awareness? Tattvam, satyam of the whole jagat. Understand? E chitva darshanameva tattva darshanam. Chitaha darshanameva sataha darshanam. Rendu vevvera kedaiyadu. Ullathil meipporulai aridale, padaippin meipporulai aridal. Tattva darshanam. Okay. Manasam tu kim margane krute, manasam tu kim margane krute, naiva manasam marga arjavat,
naiva manasam marga arjavat,
manasam tu kim margane krute, manasam tu kim margane krute, naiva manasam marga arjavat,
naiva
manasam marga arjavat. Look at this, don't need to go for any, you don't need any such yogic practices. What do you need to arrive at? You have to have tattva darshanam. What is Tattva Darshanam? Having the vision of the reality or the truth of the whole. How can I have the vision of the truth of the whole? By arriving at what is Chit. How can I arrive at, where will you arrive at the Chit? The Chit you can arrive at when you focus on the subject of knowledge. If you know who is the subject of knowledge, who this knower is, who I am, what I am, where this I am, if you search, then you arrive at what? Chit. Awareness. Pure awareness. And that is what is what? Chitva darshanam eva tattva darshanam. So for that, what should you do? Nothing, you need not do anything. He says, manasam to kim. Hey, what is this mind? Manasam kim. Manaha kim. Manaha kim. This is what people, they say, you know, ask who am I, who am I. I don't know why I might get myself baked. So manasam to kim. And what is manasam to kim? Kim man to, where is, okay? What indeed is this mind? To just adjust the meter, okay? Kim manasam? Kim manaha? Manaha kim? I taught you in the class, tat kim, etat kim, nama kim. I taught you, didn't I? Kim, what? Manasam to kim? Manasam is manaha kim. Hey, what is this mind? Ask this question. Not simply asking the question. Asking this question, no? Along with the study of the Shastra. That means what? Understand what this mind is all about. Don't try on your own. Okay? Study Shastram and understand what this mind is all about. Why you are interested in Tattva Darshanam. You want to know what fullness is. Therefore, for what you need to do? You need to have the vision of the Tattvam, the truth of the whole Jagat. The reality of the vision of the reality of the whole Jagat. And how is it available? It is available only as the Chit. Understand now, truth of the reality is, reality of the Jagat is available only as the Chit for recognition. And only way you can arrive at it. So what is Chit for which you need to know, understand now, you need to know who the knower is. For which you have to take the mind from all the known, Drishya Varitam. Okay, then you will arrive at it. Therefore, he says, and Shastram gives you tips. Now, how to ask? Leave alone everything. Don't go and search for everything else. For Chitva Darshanam, to know what pure awareness is, what is the truth of the, you know, to know what awareness is, he says, Manasam Kim, Manaha Kim, Iti Margane Krite. Marganam means what? Searching. Understand now? That which takes you is Marga. That which leads you to the place where you have to go is Margaha. Marganam means searching. Margaha through which you arrive at something. Beautiful, no? Margeti. Mrgaya means hunting, in fact. Searching. So, Marganam. Marganam is searching. It's a gerund there. Margaha is search. Marganam is what? Searching. Margane krite sati saptami. Grammar. Margane krite means what? When you search. Instead of saying when you search, yada margeti, yada marganam karoti tada. How can you say in sati saptami? Margane krite. When you search. When you search what? Search for an answer. Hey, what is mind is all about? What will get an answer? Mind is nothing but thoughts. What is this mind? Mind is nothing but thoughts. What is the thought? Every thought is as good as any other thought. Okay? And the truth of every thought is one and the same. The reality, you know, of every thought is one and the same. So, and every thought is an object of knowledge. You understand that. And you arrive at and go is what? Guha. No, buddhi guha. And you go negating what? Oh, this thought is object of knowledge. This thought is object of knowledge. This thought also is object of knowledge. They arrive at what? That is the dead end of the mind, beyond which no other thoughts. Where this am is? Am also is thought. Irikiren is also what? Thought. And where is am? Where does this am exist? Irikiren engindra arivu. Engu irikiradu. Am is a knowledge which is a thought. Am is knowledge which is a thought. Where does this thought exist? If you see, you'll arrive at this in waking state, am is. In deep sleep state, am is not. So, this, where is am? No, am. So, am is in what? Am is not there in deep sleep state. Irikiren, that knowledge is not there. The knowledge is there in waking state. So where this knowledge is then? What is that which is there knowing the am thought being there, am thought being not there? That is what is pure awareness. That is what actually there is no knower. Understand now? Other than awareness. Knower of the mind is awareness. So margane krite, the once you know, I am awareness. Understand now, I am, you know you are, but you do not know who you are. Now you know, I am awareness. And now, once you know that, that awareness is the truth of every object, every thought. It's the truth of entire mind. Manadin irupai aridal. Understanding the existence of the mind. Where does the mind exist? Where does the thought exist? Where do all the thoughts exist? What is that which, where the thoughts have their being? Okay? Where do they exist? Not outside of awareness. The existence of waves is H2O. Similarly, existence of thoughts is pure consciousness. Even when they are thoughts, consciousness is the same consciousness. It does not undergo any change. When the thoughts are resolved in deep sleep state, even then consciousness is the same consciousness. That which does not give up its sorupam, tan nilayai maramal iruppadu. Arivu arivahave irupadu. Understand now? The pure knowledge, the pure consciousness is always pure consciousness. Whether the thoughts arise or the thoughts are resolved. Consciousness is always consciousness. Understand? See, that's why manasam kim? Vaiti margane krite. If you know, inquire, if you search, if you really ask this question, what is this mind all about? Oh, they're all thoughts. Nothing but thoughts. All the, what is this ocean? Oh, they're all nothing but many, many waves put together is what? Ocean. What? Like, don't think, very gross object, okay? I'm just in the mind, I'm saying. All our thoughts. No? Very, my God, how many thoughts? All the thoughts, we'll see more about it later on. No? I mean, in the following verses. So all the thoughts put together is mind. See, where does the mind exist? That means every thought, existence of every thought, is the existence of the entire mind, isn't it? Same. So how do you arrive at it? You have to come to the dead end of the mind. What is the dead end of the mind? Manam engu mudigirathu. It is not possible, like, no, it's not distance. There's no distance. You walk till this, that far, you arrive at the dead end of the mind. No. am, the knowledge am. Irikkiren enbaduve arivu. The am itself is what? Knowledge. And that knowledge, you know you are. It means what? You know you are. What is that? Knowledge. Knowing you are is what? Knowledge. What is it? Knowledge. Thought. Where does the thought exist? In awareness. How do you know that? You have to analyze the three states of experience. Oh, in deep sleep state, Swaminiji, I do not know I am. Are you sure? If you know, no, I knew I was in deep sleep state, also means you did not sleep. Understand? What is sleep? Sleep means all the thoughts should be resolved. That is called deep sleep state. Yella ennangalum odungi irikkindra nilaye deep sleep state. All the thoughts should be resolved. That means what? The knowledge am also is what? Thought. That thought also should be what? Resolved. Only then it's called a deep sleep state. We say, no, I knew I was, but other thoughts were not there. Means you did not sleep. Understand now? There isn't sleep. Understand? See, you have to understand what is deep sleep state. எல்லா எண்ணங்களும் ஒடுங்கி இருக்கணும். இருக்கிறேன் என்ற அறிவும் என்ன? எண்ணம். Thought. That's also not there. Not there means what? Resolved. ஒடுங்கி இருக்கிறது. For a length of time. That is how the mind functions. Isn't it? All the thoughts are resolved in deep sleep state. But one thing is very clear. When you wake, there is something called mind waking up. Your prarabdha karma wakes you up. Understand? What they have to go through next day, that's how you wake up from sleep. Who wakes you up? At least even if you sleep for very long, suppose, sometime of the day you have to wake up. You don't wake up at 5, 6, 7. Sometime of the day you have to wake up, And who wakes you up? It wakes up by itself. Understand? Prarabdha karma. We wake up. Prarabdha karma is over means and then paduthara endrikave illa. That is a different thing. Another send word. Paduthutare, night he went to bed and then he didn't get up next day morning. That prarabdha karma is over means you will not wake up. Otherwise what? You wake up. I mean, you wake up and you say, my God, what do you say? I did not know anything. First thing you say, I did not know anything. Why? I was not there. I should be there to know what was. I was not there means what? Hey, you were, but you did not know you were. You did not know that you were, therefore you did not know what else was there. Understand now? Therefore, there is no knowledge of, understand now? But still, but how do you know that you were not there? That you did not know you were. How do you know? That means there is something else because of the to which the no thought being there was evident. No thought was there is evident. There is some evidence. What is that? That is what is awareness. You arrive at what now? That is where, what is that now? That is the truth. That is where the mind exists. All the thoughts remain resolved in what? In pure awareness. And all the thoughts rise in pure awareness. Pure awareness is always the pure awareness. Where thoughts are resolved, thoughts rise. Where the waves rise, waves are resolved, water is always H2O. Similarly, here also what? All the thoughts arise are resolved. Then, in waking means what? Gubu, gubu, gubu. All thoughts come and then we get so busy, isn't it? This is what? Manasam takyam. What is this mind? If you enquire, margane krite, then you will see naiva manasam. There is no mind. It means what? There is no mind means what? There is no mind which exists by itself. No mind means don't think there is no mind. If you arrive at, hey, what is this wave? What is this wave? If you go and see, oh, first you see the wave. What is this wave? Wave is H2O. Oh, this just the form. Wave is a name of this form, which does not exist by itself without H2O. Hey, what is this thought? What are these thoughts? What is this mind? Oh, if you arrive at awareness, oh, they do not exist, thoughts do not exist by themselves independent of awareness, consciousness. That means what? There is no mind which exists, there are no thoughts which exist independent of consciousness. Understand now? Margane krite naiva manasam, thought becomes, if you sing, what is H2O? Margane krite, what is this wave? What is this wave? What is this ocean? Margane krite, if you inquire, if you search, you will arrive at what? Arrive at H2O. Then what will you say? Hey, where is the wave? Where are the waves? Where is the ocean? The ocean is nothing but H2O. Understand? You do not deny the existence of ocean and wave, but you deny the existence of wave and ocean in waves and ocean independent of water. That means what? Ocean is, waves are nothing but H2O. Similarly, manasam kim? Samudraha kaha? Iti margane krite. Understand now, H2O, no samskutam, okay? Then you arrive, but similarly here, manasam takke margane krite, Vijayagirar, naiva manasam, there is no mind which exists by itself. There is no thought which exists by itself. Our Swamiji says nicely, beautifully, you know, take a thought and squeeze every thought, you get what? Awareness. I like that saying, no? Every thought we squeeze, what do you get is? You can't squeeze it, just chew. It is a very subtle thing, isn't it? If we squeeze every wave, what will get? What? If we squeeze every thought, what will get? Awareness.
So every thought has a little bit of awareness.
Not a little bit of awareness. The awareness is not a little bit. Awareness is the whole. That is the problem here. When you squeeze the hour, no? When you squeeze our, even the wave you squeeze, you can't squeeze the wave. No, it's just a question I'm saying. It's not a bit, it's a whole. That's the problem. The problem is, our problem is only because we think we're bit, okay? Hey, you are not the bit, you are the whole. If you're a bit, nothing can make you the big, whole. If you're already really a bit, nothing can make you the whole. And the truth is, you are the whole. One indivisible, partless whole. The awareness is what? Awareness has no parts, no avayavaha. Partless. And can it divide awareness? Indivisible. Whole. Which by listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and listening, 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 you will get it. That is why Shravanam is so important. Understand? Space itself is indivisible, partless whole. Can you cut the space into bits? Impossible, isn't it? See, the aware is what? That is why, no, our thinking, that's why we don't, Swami is very careful. We using words, or just for joke, I said that. That's why, manasam takim. No, manasam takim. Margane krite. If you search for, no, the search for what is this mind? What is this mind all about? What are these thoughts? Naiva manasam. No, manasam. Manaha is not there by itself. You say what? Eh, manaha is not satyam. There is no mind. Mind is mithya. There is no mind, is only awareness. It's only awareness. That is why it is deep sleep. Analyzing the deep sleep state experience will be very, very helpful. In the waking state, all these dancing thoughts, you know, they all resolve. Quiet, become very quiet. No, in the night. Not in the night. When you are sleeping. Day or night, okay. Whenever you are asleep. Then what is there? Just awareness. Awareness. That is why awareness alone is there as everything. But awareness as awareness available for recognition in Hridaya Pundarikam, in the mind. Then what happens? Marge naiva manasam marga arjavat. See, arjavaha means this is straight. When you straight away, when you see what the mind is, what the thought is, arjavat, due to its inseparability, directly the thought, suppose even, you know, very difficult to go from the gross thing. My thoughts are the subtlest. No, subtlest manifestations. That is why directly, if you analyze what the thought is, immediately you arrive at what? Not through any other means. Immediately you arrive at awareness. And then what will you say? Naiva manasam. There is no mind. What is there? There is only awareness. That means what? Mind is not there at all? No, mind is awareness. Awareness is not the mind. Awareness is not the thoughts. But all the thoughts, every thought, the entire mind is nothing but awareness. Arjavat. Understand now? Marge, in searching, directly you arrive at what? The awareness being the existence of the mind. See, existence of the jagat becomes known only as the existence of the mind. Existence of the mind is pure awareness. There is no other way. Understand now? Existence of the whole jagat is what can be arrived at by arriving at the existence of the mind. Existence of the mind is available for recognition as the awareness, the chit. Jagataha satta means what? Existence, satyam. Jagataha satyam, jagataha satta, jagataha sat. The sat, sattu, sat of the jagat can be understood as the sat of the mind. You can always know the existence of the mind, thereby you arrive at the existence of the pranas, existence of the subtle body, existence of the gross body, existence of all the objects. And existence of the mind is the existence of the jagat. And existence of mind is what? Awareness, chit. Manasaha satta eva jagataha satta. Manasaha satta kim? What is the existence of the mind? Pure awareness. Where does the mind exist? That's what he says. Come on. Manasam ta kim? Where does the mind exist? What is the existence of the mind? What is the location of the mind? Where is the mind located? Not in terms of place, in terms of its the very reality. Where is the ocean located? What is the locus of the adharaha? The samudrasya adharaha kaha. What is the existence? Support. no H2O. So what is manasaha adhara, jagataha adharaha, jagadadharam, jagataha adharaha? What is the existence or support of the jagat? Satyam, reality. What is a satyam? Manasaha satyam, manasaha sat, manasaha satta, eva jagataha satta. Existence of the mind is the existence of the whole jagat. Existence of the wave is the existence of the entire ocean. So what is the existence of the mind? You arrive at it. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Naiva manasam. There is no manasam. What happened? You have resolved the manasam in its existence. What is the satta of manaha? Chit. What is chitva darshanam? Is tattva darshanam. Understand now? Chit. There is no existence other than consciousness. Existence of the jagat is the existence of the mind, is the existence of the jagat, and existence of the mind is none other than pure awareness, the consciousness. Manadin iruppagathan padaippin iruppai purindukolla mudiyum. Manadin, understand now, padaippin iruppai manadin iruppagathan purindukolla mudiyum. And manadin iruppagatha iruppadu edhu? Arivee manadin iruppu. Understand now? Consciousness is the existence of the mind. So he says, marga arjava, direct, not an indirect. Okay? You are not searching for something. Direct. When you go to the wave and you are searching for the truth of the wave, you directly arrive at what? H2O. Understand now? Because mind is subtlest of the manifestations. I told you. And there again, the most beautiful of the manifestations, the highest form of manifestations, I told you many times, asmi iti jnanam. Asmita. Melana irikkiren endra arivaga irikkiravalakku vanakkam, we say in Devi Stotisthi. You know that? How is Devi now? A Devi is manifest as whole jagat. And what is the finest, highest form of manifestations? Mega melana totram edinna. Irikkiren endra arivu. Understand? That is why when you go there and you arrive at what? Arrive at awareness. Understand now? Awareness. You arrive at awareness. Understand awareness being the existence of the thought, am, and thereby understand awareness being the existence of every thought, all the thought, the entire mind, thereby understand the pure awareness being one indivisible partless whole, awareness being the existence of all the minds, and not only all the minds, awareness is the existence of all the gross, subtle, mobile, immobile, whole jagat. So, naiva manasam marga arjavat. Suppose, look at this. We say, this is another way of saying also. When you say jagat asti, universe is, when you say jagat is, what does it mean? The knowledge that the world is, isn't it? You can't say something simply is. Is, when you say is, implies knowledge being there. Randini Amma is means what? The knowledge that she's there. Knowledge being there. Jagat is, light is. Now, we say people are, plants are, flower is, fragrance is, you know, warmth is. Chillness is. When you say anything is means what? The knowledge that object is. Knowledge is. Easeness implies knowledge. Understand? And ease is what? Actually existence. When you say chair is, chair existence is. Isn't it? Char is means what? Char existence is. And Mike is means Mike existence is. Table is, light is, window is, door is, you know, Aya is, Amma is. When you say is, flower is, color is, flavor is, fragrance is, you know, all the objects are different. But what is one common thing there? Is. That is implies what? Isness, irupu. Irupu is common. Isness implies what? Existence. What is that existence which is common? Now, chair alone is, chair existence is not. Can you say that? A chair is means chair's existence is. What is it existence? Sat. What is that? In what form it is? Actually, chair is means chair knowledge is. Chair knowledge is means what? Chair awareness is. Yeah. So does chair exist outside of knowledge, outside of awareness? No. So where does the existence of anything is? Not outside of awareness. Therefore what? Jagataha satta chit. But where do you arrive at it? Jagataha sat, existence of the universe is pure consciousness chit. But where do you arrive at it directly? When you see the mic, mic is, you say, mic knowledge is, mic existence is, mic knowledge is, mic awareness is. But still, how awareness is? Mic awareness is, mic awareness is. But what is awareness? That's why manasam tukim margane krite. When you inquire, when you see, ask this question, what is this mind? What is this knowledge? Manasam, no, naiva manasam, no, marga arjavat, naiva manasam. You resolve the mind as mithya. You arrive at satyam. What satyam? Satyam of the mind. If mind has resolved as mithya, you should have arrived at what? Satyam of the mind. What is the satyam of the mind? There is no satyam of other than awareness. What is there when the thoughts are not? That is the location of the, that is where mind is located. Where? The pure awareness. This is the way you can arrive at. Margane krite. Without knowing, without inquiring into the mind. What this mind is all about. Where the mind is. What these thoughts are. Where do they exist. If you arrive at, it's a direct. Directly it will end up in what? Awareness. Awareness as the truth. And awareness is what? Satyam of the mind. Chit is manasaha sat. Manasaha satyeva jagataha sat. You arrive at it like this. Therefore, knowing one part, you don't need to go and knock, no, tatti paakalam ella paanayum kalimannadana indru. You don't need to go and what? Really? You don't need to go and see whether every part is clay. No. Knowing one part, ekasmin gate gyate sarve ghataha mrunmayaha iti siddhyati. This knowledge becomes very clear. Ella mrunmayamna. Understand? So once you know, ekasa, you know, this manasaha satyam, chiteva, chideva. That is why mind is called what? Chit sabha nateshaha. Bhagavan is called what? Chit sabha nateshaha. Sabha natesha. What is sabha? Whole jagat is sabha only. And no, that's why Kudhasan, no? This is what? No. Again, what is chittam? Chittam is also what? Stage. And who is the one who is dancing on the stage of the mind? Awareness. Natesha. Chit, understand now? Sabha Natesha. Nata Isha. Now the lord of the actors. One who is acting. Actionlessly acting. Look at his actionlessly acting. Sabha Natesha. Whole Jagat is what then? Dance. Whole Jagat is dance. The manifestation itself is Nrityam, Natanam. And who is the lord of the whole Jagat? The dance. Without the dancer, there cannot be dance. Dance and the dancer are inseparable. He cannot say, dancer is there, dance is here. Where there is dancer, there dancer is inseparably. Isn't it? Dances the dancer. Dancing. The dancer, no, dance is the dancer. There is no dance outside of the dancer. Understand? There are so many varieties. That is why Virthathale. Understand now? Panatrajaruk. One place is called his Panitathale. One place, it means the dance is not very. All the hair has to go like this. Virthathale. Not Panitathale. Understand now? Natarajaruk, I don't know whether you have seen that. In all the temples, Chidambaram and all that. That's why Chideva Ambaram. Why? Because this, you cannot arrive at the Sat of the Jagat anywhere else. If you Chit Sat of the Jagat, E Padippu Engu Irikkirathu, Edil Irikkirathu, what is the Adharma of the Jagat? That you can arrive at only in your mind. That is why directly, instead of searching for something else, you just margane krite manasam tu kim iti margane krite. What is this mind? If you understand, you arrive at the existence of the mind, and there you understand the existence of the mind, which is the existence of the whole Jagat, is none other than Chit, the awareness. Chitva darshanam eva tatva darshanam. This jnanam is the culmination of spirituality. And for which you don't need to put off anything. Marganam karotu. Manasaha marganam karotu. Manaha kiti kim iti vicharayatu. Manasaha satyam avagachatu. Manasaha satyasya avagamanena. Manasaha satyam chideva iti avagachatu. That's all. Don't go for anything else. Don't know, understand what the mind is all about. He is telling. Upanishad says what? Upanishad also tells later on, Guhayam. Upanishad also tells the same thing. See what Upanishad says. The Saram he puts in his own words, simple words. What Upanishad says, no, for people who do not know the self and who want to searching for it outside as an object, it is no Durat Dure Sudure. It is an unreachably farthest place. Because this father, they want to attain the Brahman. Attain Brahman. One day they want to go and gain Brahman. You will never gain Brahman, the reality. Why? This is very you. It is available for recognition. Because it's not available for recognition as an object. That is why if you're searching for it, the search will be endless. Durat sudure, but pashyatsu antike. For those who see the reality as the very truth of the mind, marganam karoti kurvanti. Ye manasaha marganam manase, manaha kimiti margayanti. What is this mind? Those who search with the help of the Upanishad and teach in the Shastra, no? Then they arrive at, antike, for them nearest. For those who search as an object, reality is what? An unreachable distance. For those who know reality is available as the, you know, the existence of the mind, if they search direct here, no, arjavat, margasya arjavat, the direct search being direct here, what happens? You arrive at immediately. Antike guhayam, guhayam, pashyats guhayam, antike. What is the nearest to yourself? As the very self, as the very you, not inside you, not outside of you, but as the you, as very you. As, understand now? They arrive at it. Understand? So, padipinirupu, manadinirupu, padipinirupu. What is manadinirupu? Chaitanyam. Awareness. Chitta. Understand? This is what is the lesson. So that's why you don't need any such samadhis. Don't need to go for any samadhis. You don't need to put your mind to sleep. You're already sleeping enough. Our sleep, analyzing our deep sleep state experience itself is enough. I'm not saying this, okay? See, all these yogic practices, people are given to the serious practice of the yogic techniques. No, naturally they may go through all these experiences. Even in that practice, even if they work hard, highly disciplined, severe practice, severe penance, even then they can only have samadhi, where there is no moksha, where the problem remains unsolved. It is like working hard to get more money to spend lavishly, but still problems will be there. It's like that. Working, why? Effortlessly. Don't need to do anything. Vicharaha. That's why remember, layaha, nashaha. You want manasaha, nashaha, or you want manasaha, layaha. Really speaking, there's no such thing called destruction. Please understand. There's no such thing called destruction of the mind. What he means by nashaha is, mind being resolved for good is called nashaha by Ramana Maharshi. There is no really nasha. Mind being resolved for good means what? Non-rising of the thoughts again. When will the mind be resolved for good? If the mind has discovered fullness. The mind which has discovered the truth of the universe as its own truth, as the truth of the knower, understand now? And if the mind has arrived at the true, its own truth, existence as pure awareness, and if it, then it has discovered fullness. If the mind has discovered fullness, then naturally, all the problems caused by ignorance will be resolved for good. Thereby, there is no need for the thoughts to arise. In fact, rising of the thought itself, according to Shastram, is a problem. Problem means what? Disturbance in the stillness of consciousness. Understand now? Why this disturbance? Ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, ashaha. Then sukham, dukkham. Truth of dukkham, sorrow is consciousness. What is sorrow? Sadness, grief, different degrees of pain, different states of mind, thoughts. Where does the sorrow exist? Not outside of awareness. Where does pleasure exist? Pleasure is a fraction of surfacing of fullness, not outside of awareness, another state of mind. Where does jealousy exist? Another state of mind, not outside of awareness. Awareness as awareness is untainted, free from impurities. Understand? No. But whatever is what? Nothing but awareness. That is the beauty of our whole dharma, adharma, inbam, tunbam, nigraha, vigraha, anugraha. No punishment, right action, wrong action is Bhagavan. Punishment is Bhagavan, blessing is Bhagavan. Anugraha, Bhagavan, nigraha, Bhagavan. Sukham, Bhagavan, dukkham, Bhagavan. Which is not Bhagavan here. Everything is Bhagavan. This is what is jnanam, isn't it? So, manasaha, manaha kimiti margane krite, manaha kutra, manaha naiva. Where is manaha? Resolved. Where? In reality. Understand now? That is what he says. Actually, that is the only way. You don't need to kill the mind. In fact, it's not possible. But if otherwise, if you put the mind by practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, you try to resolve the thoughts, remain in that all samadhi, 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 you don't experience, you be disturbed. Why? The root in samadhi also, in samadhi, I told you last class also, now remaining in samadhi is like what? Leaving the roots underneath, chopping off the trunk of the tree. Where ajnanam is still there. Then again it will shoot. And then now it will start sprouting. Pusa molachu varum. Whereas in jnanam you have not left even the roots. Uprooted the roots. So what? It cannot sprout anymore. The desire cannot sprout anymore. Why? The fullness has been discovered. Understand? Niraivai arindal kuregal pohadu tamaha odungum. Niraivai arindal niraivil kuregal odungum marayum. That is why until you discover there will be kurai. Kurai will be there. We can sing Kurayonrumillai Maremurti Kanna Kurayonrumillai Kanna. Still Kurai irukku. We sing, still there is no. You are free from all inadequacies. I don't lack anything, Bhagavan. I know don't lack everything, anything. It's a song like that. I don't lack anything. I don't lack means what? I am reveling in fullness. That is the meaning. But we sing simply. So, but Shastram says, you can sing this when you discover Bhagavan. This is what Anandatthila solradhu. Where is Kurai? Where is Kurai? Resolved, Kurai la resolved. Where? In Niraivil. What will you do? Discover that. Understand now? Kutra discover. Where do you discover it? Manaha manasam kimiti marganam karotu margitva. Understand now? If you search for the mind, you will arrive at the, stumble upon the truth of the mind. Then truth of the mind, what is truth of the mind? Satta of the mind, chit, awareness. In understand that chit, which is a satta of the mind, is the satta of the jagat. You resolve the whole jagat in reality. Everything is Brahma. Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat. Then you can see Brahma Mukate, Parabrahma Mukate. Everything is sing. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.